This is Derek Warren here interviewing Michelle Fombell of the Illinois Deer Donation Program, but now it is Feeding America or Feeding Illinois.
Hunters Feeding Illinois. Yes,
yeah.
So we changed it on you.
Yeah, it's changed names, but it's gotten bigger as the result. So I know there's lots of changes that have happened and there's lots more in store. So give us a rundown. What all has happened? And I know deer season is starting up here soon.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for having me. And this is perfect because tomorrow is the first day of firearm season, which is a big deal around here. And my daughter doesn't even have school on Friday.
Perfect.
Anyways, we were Illinois Deer Donation Program. We've now partnered with Feeding Illinois, who oversees all of the food banks in the state of Illinois. And they are matching every dollar that we fundraise, which is wonderful. But because of that, they also hope to expand to more than just deer someday. So they changed the name to Hunters Feeding Illinois. With that, we've also expanded from our 16 counties, including Effingham, to now additional 16 counties in southern Illinois. So now the program is 32 counties. And I think there's also some interested counties in between those two groups and some up in the northwest part of the state as well. So it's continuing to expand.
Yeah, that's about a third of the counties already, and it's just a few years in. So that's great progress over the few years that we've had this. So
we're trying.
And the dollar match, I know the last time we talked, it was a big problem with getting funding for it. So now having that match is definitely a big step forward in getting this off the ground.
Yes, it definitely helps. Traditionally in the past, fundraising is hard, and we're still fundraising. Yeah. It's still hard. but the funding would come in late in the season, like when it's really cold outside. So like December time. And by then hunters are kind of done, or maybe they are, maybe they're not, but it's a little bit more difficult to get out in the cold. So this way with the matching dollars, we're hoping it'll be much more beneficial for the meat processors to not have to limit how many they can take for donation with the matching. So it's wonderful.
Right. And you're partnering with Hunters Feeding Illinois, and they already have this network of food banks and everything that they're working with. So that's another big step forward in helping people who need the meat, getting it into their hands and getting it in.
Yes, I guess I should also start with explaining the process.
Yeah.
So Hunters Feeding Illinois is basically hunters can harvest legally harvested deer. And once they are done, they can bring that to a partnering meat processor. And I have those here as well. I'll list those in a minute. And then those partnering meat processors will take that deer and grind it into 1 to 2 pound packages of ground venison. And then they call the food pantries and say, hey, I have this much, come and get it. And the food pantries come and pick it up and distribute it to their food pantry clients. And then University of Illinois Extension steps in and provides nutrition education at the food pantry, which is wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's always cool.
That was always a worry in the beginning of, will they know how to use it? Will they take it? Will they like it? And we've had an overwhelming response from those who receive it at the food pantry. Because we provide 20 recipes for ground venison. We actually have recipe books now. We have YouTube videos showing how to make the recipe as well, and the recipe cards. And then we have some food safety handouts and some incentives, like some pot holders, some meat mashers, everything you could think of that you could possibly need to prepare ground venison.
Cool. Yeah, and the more people get the ground venison, they realize that it's one of the leanest types of meats out there.
Yes.
And that definitely helps as far as staying healthy as well.
Yes, and you can't legally purchase ground venison because it is wild game, and we've had quite a few calls of people wanting to call and purchase it, and just because it is such a healthy option for protein, because it is so lean, unfortunately we can't let you purchase it, but if you go to the food pantry, you can get it there.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's the process for it. And I know hunters that may not always eat the deer meat love this because they feel like they're not wasting anything when they go out and hunt.
Yes, perfect. And also wanted to say there is no cost to the hunter. When they drop it off at a meat processor, you're just giving us your name and your address and your deer tag number, basically, so we can send you a thank you card and make sure it was legally tagged. That's all. It's pretty
all for
seamless.
The process, just to make sure, dot all your I's, cross all your T's.
Yes. And then also, hunters, if you're cleaning out your freezers, I know some of you may not have ate everything that you got last year in your freezer, and you might be cleaning it out because you have hunting season is upon us and you're planning to get another deer, maybe consider donating that meat to your food pantry. Food pantries really appreciate that. It doesn't just have to be ground venison, but any meat that you might be cleaning out your freezer this time of year, please consider keeping your food pantry in mind, because any protein option donated to them is huge.
Yeah, so. And it all goes back to people who need it, so that's always a good cause to bring it to.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's expanded quite a bit. You said 32 counties out of the 102 in Illinois, and it's just expanding from there. And you mentioned that you wanted to get some of the mention who's participating in it.
Yes, yeah. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah, so if you want to go through that, I want to make sure to give them their props.
So between the 32 counties, we have 14 meat processors, but the ones closest to here in Effingham would be in Clay County, and those are our two biggest processors of the entire program. Huge shout out to them. They are wonderful, and I'm so thankful they're part of our program, and that is Blair's Slaughtering and Processing in Louisville and Salt and Strings Butchery in Louisville. Ironically, they're both in the same town, not far away from each other, but they are amazing at what they do.
Yeah, I went to school in Louisville, so
did
I,
you?
I know both those places. Yeah, and Blair's was always where we went if we processed our deer meat that we got during when we hunted. So
yes,
I know how good they are at that.
Yes, they unfortunately had a fire I think a year or two ago.
Yeah,
they now have a beautiful new facility. They're up and running again. So
real thankful
good.
They were able to build it back up better.
Yes,
that's
definitely.
Mm-hmm. We wanted to keep them around because, and obviously they're part of this and they're part of a great cause. So
yes, so those are our two closest to Effingham, but I know some hunters live in Effingham but may not necessarily hunt in Effingham County. So if you're one of those hunters, we also have Windy Ridge Processing in Chobanier in Fayette County.
Okay.
Howe's Custom Processing is in Mode, which is in Shelby County, I believe.
Okay.
Connolly Locker Service is in Martinsville, Oconee Chop Shop in Oconee, Moequa Processing in Moequa, and Riverbend Custom Deer Processing is in St. Joe, Illinois, up by Champaign.
So kind of all over the place.
They are all over the place.
That's always good, though. You want to have them spread out. That way people
yes.
Anywhere can send them to somewhere local. So
yep.
And like I said, it goes back to food pantries and helps everybody that needs it. So
yep.
This is a great program to be involved with, and everybody does their share, for
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, the hunters. The only other thing I wanted to say is, obviously, we're here today to let the hunters know about the program. But also, maybe you're not a hunter, but you're interested in helping us out, which is greatly appreciated. Monetary donations are always fantastic. There's several local businesses that have given to us every single year. Also, some bigger associations like the NRA and Whitetails Unlimited. Some of the businesses like the Equity have also been great to us, United Way. So if you are interested in that, you are welcome to call the Effingham Extension Office, 217-347-7773, and let us know that you would like to donate. And then, like we said earlier, that donation is also matched by Feeding Illinois. So if you give us $100, which processes one deer, then it's matched to 200, which means that's two deer now. So
cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Love hearing that. And if you're wanting to help on the back end, you can also go to a food pantry and try to help out there as well. So.
Always looking for volunteers.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And you know that you're helping people in need. So that
yes.
it comes back in full circle and helps everybody.
Yes. And this time of year, everybody's gratefully giving, which is great at food pantries, but they also need the volunteers to help organize all of those can drives and food drives
exactly.
and whatnot. So volunteers are great, or just food donations is wonderful too. So.
All right.
Thank you so much.